RadioMD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Mindfulness and meditation are becoming more and more popular as people realize that they are effective tools to manage stress and promote overall health and wellness. My guest today, Liana Lapidus, works with her clients on a unique mindfulness method that combines therapeutic imagery and hypnosis. Liana is here to talk about how this combination can help heal our inner child, connect us with our truth, and put us on the path to happiness and success. She'll also explain the importance of using images that resonate with you and make you feel calm, centered, and able to thrive. Liana's ultimate goal is to help everyone learn how to use therapeutic imagery independently and consistently to manage your health. Liana, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. There's so much to get to, and I know that you work, at a treatment center, and I know you also work privately with people in life coaching and hypnotherapy. But I really want to start with a therapeutic imagery, because I know that if people can begin to develop these skills themselves and how they could, use these visions for their own healing, then they could have this safety within where they could just, go to that at any time. So can you tell our audience a little bit about what that is and how you start to kind of wrap your mind around this kind of healing?
Sure. Well, I start with a client and putting them into a hypnotic state, which is a very conscious state, so where their mind is relaxed, their body's relaxed, and they're actually more present and more conscious than in a waking state. And so from that conscious state, we are looking at the subconscious mind so that now the client becomes the observer. And if they're going through any kind of situation in their life, or if they're feeling, for example, if they're coming in and just feeling anxiety, so I have them identify what anxiety looks like to them. I have them identify the image of anxiety, the intensity, so that they can instead embrace what they're going through rather than be afraid of it. And so from that place, from that conscious place, looking down into the subconscious, they're able to understand themselves better. They're able to understand that they are, in fact, very powerful. If they can identify anxiety, something other than if they're watching the anxiety, then who is the watcher?
Basically, right.
They become more powerful, and then we can get the learning, we can get the lessons, we can understand why the anxiety is present, and it might be for a lot of times it's actually for a good reason. It might be something for us to look at and guide us to where we really need to go.
I love that. And as you were just saying that, when you were saying, an image for anxiety, I pictured an image for my anxiety. And then all of a sudden, the anxiety was outside of myself. So I am not my anxiety, which is really powerful. Because I think people that experience, but we all experience stress and anxiety, to a degree, some of us more than others, feel like we are our anxiety, and we feel like it's all consuming and it's, overwhelming. Whereas I love when you were saying that you could just visualize it and give it, a mental kind of image, and then that becomes something else. So very powerful. Thank you for that tool.
Thank
and
you.
Example.
Welcome.
Yeah. So for people that have undergone a little bit of trauma, whether that's through, things in their childhood or things as an adult or the trauma they've created themselves or just everyday stressors that are traumatic, how do we begin to look at being mindful of these things, the awareness, so that it doesn't, it doesn't overwhelm us and it doesn't allow us to kind of distract with other negative habits or negative kind of patterns?
Sure. Well, it's a very similar process. So, I do a lot of inner child healing work with clients through therapeutic imagery because it's just so much easier and it's such a relaxing way to receive therapy. because they're not as emotionally attached to the situation. So they're again, observing themselves. So identifying that with being able to be aware of the things that are happening from moment to moment, recognizing, stopping for a moment, listening mm-hmm. to the internal dialogue. What mm-hmm. are you say? What are we saying to ourselves mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. what we're thinking of this in the situation that we're in? You know, being aware of what feelings are coming up. So we're constantly stepping out of the subconscious, because the subconscious mind is where the emotions and feelings and memories and experiences are stored. And mm-hmm. our consciousness is the part of ourselves that is logical and it's reasonable and it's the decision making. It's more present and it doesn't have the emotions and the feelings attached to that situation. So if we stand apart and observe, we can recognize that we can shift, we can change the thought. Therefore, mm-hmm. the thought change the way we feel internally. We can change the image of the situation. For example, a lot of us worry about the future. The future is not happening right now. Mm-hmm. So we have a choice whether we think about it working out or we think about it not working out. So mm-hmm. that's a choice we can make when we become self-aware of the internal dialogue and the images and the experiences that we're creating in our mind that are not even mm-hmm. happening yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why I think images are so powerful, is to attach even positive images to certain situations that you're expecting in the future to happen.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to touch upon the inner child. When you say inner child, a lot of people out there don't understand what that is or haven't really experienced doing inner child work. I just want you to explain it, because I personally understand how powerful it is. I've seen my clients, you know, kind of dissect their inner child and how really it does help heal if they understand what this concept is. So can you shed a little light on that?
Sure. Well, inner child is an aspect of yourself that took on an experience in the past, whether it was a traumatic experience or a frightening experience or a sad experience. Whatever we experienced as...
But it's our inner child. What you're saying is that so we all have an inner child within us. Yeah.
That's right. We all have an inner child, and the inner child can be at a different age. It could be 1 year old, 5 years old, 10, even 15, even 20 years old. We call it an inner child because it's some an aspect of yourself that's younger than the adult self right now.
Right.
So we can...
Go on, please. Yeah.
So we can, in therapy, a lot of times, it's such a powerful tool, because clients are just amazed at the memories that come up, where they can re-experience the situation where they initially took on the energy of fear or rejection or feeling not worthy. So they're able to now be the parent to the child within, and mm-hmm. they're able to now have a communication and an understanding and be the nurturing, the loving, the unconditional loving parent to the child within. So that mm-hmm. child within can start to grow.
And heal, yeah.
And heal, of course. It's all about healing. We're healing.
Right,
we carry a lot of pain. We can be 50 years old, but we can still feel like the 5-year-old self that was...
Right. Thank you. Yeah, well, thank you so much for this important discussion. You could find Leanna at lifecoachleanna.com. Thank you, Leanna, for this really insightful, wonderful conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.